Welcome back to Sherman and Mariano and Danette in the AM. Still 79 degrees, still 70% chance of showers today and a 40% tomorrow. Mariano, a quickie traffic report. I'm not sure you can do a quickie.
Yeah. Well, actually, we have a couple of trouble spots. Road number 20, Martinez Nadal, by the area of Altamira, heading down towards the area of Guaynabo. Accident reported. And on road 167, in the area of Rexville, a vehicle that was caught on fire. They're dealing with that. San Juan police have an accident reported very close to the old Oso Blanco inbound in direction to San Juan.
A terrific traffic day in the Enchanted Island. By the way, the Acura RLX, Acura's flagship sedan, without a doubt, the RLX is the most powerful, spacious, and technologically advanced sedan introduced by Honda's luxury brand. And we have a special guest today, Gabriella McCall Delgado, who is the creator and inspiration behind a website called We Connect Now. Welcome, Gabriella.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
Creator of We Connect Now, I guess the first question is, what is We Connect Now?
It's a website, an organization to help college students with disabilities, but not just college students with disabilities, but also students who are in high school and want to know more about what resources are out there, what specialized support services, what news events. So it's a one-stop shop. You're in high school or you're in college and you want information, you want to know more about clubs, organizations, you can look at We Connect Now to figure that out. And also for parents who want to know more about it.
And you're the VIP of the day because you're celebrating the 5th anniversary of the website, conceived in high school, actually launched while you were a freshman at Louisiana State University.
Yeah, I had the idea in high school, but then it was sort of once, because when I was applying, there was nowhere to go. There wasn't like one place you could see all of the information and find it. But then I was in college and I applied for YP4. They do leadership development and training. And once you went to the conference, you had to come up with a blueprint, an idea to get funding. And I thought, well, this is it. And I actually didn't know a lot about technology or how to do a website. And it was first weconnectnow.net. That's the old site. And now it's weconnectnow.wordpress.com. And what I would think people should know is that you don't have to know a lot about technology to do a website. You can do a very basic platform and put the information. And we also have social media. We're on Facebook, We Connect Now National, and We Connect Now Twitter and YouTube. But we have student stories so people can hear. There's one from a young man who's a student at the University of Puerto Rico, Rio Piedras, talking about autism and some of the support services he has and his job that he works with the Assistive Technology Project, I think it's called, at UPR. So people can learn more about it. We have blogs from different people, physical therapists, parents, and people interested in the issue, people in the field.
You're starting to walk down the list. Somebody who needs this kind of information or support goes to the website, and what do they see?
They see the blog page, which has blogs by different people. We had a young man with CMT who wrote about when he was looking at colleges. They see the stories, people's stories of people in college. There's a story from a young man in Ohio, another one in North Carolina. They also see the news section, what news is happening now. And they see the events, what events are happening. They see the chapters page, and they see how they can get involved. And then they also have an email, because sometimes people have a specific question, like, I'm applying to colleges in Ohio and I want to know, is there a project in Ohio, a certain issue, like say personal care attendants. You go to school but you're in a wheelchair and you need someone to help you. Does this dorm allow it or does that school allow it? So people want to know something particular. So we can also give them that information. And then our social media, we update it at least once a week, sometimes twice. And those are the quickest way to find out whatever is going on immediately. So those are some of the things you would see on the site. And then you would see links to some of the universities who have linked us, and also links to what resources, what general websites you want to look at. For example, if you're deaf, maybe you want to look at the National Association of the Deaf or different specific websites depending on like disability or region of the country.
Obviously, an infinite amount of information needed across the board. Where do you get your research, your information?
Well, I did research on the internet, and then we get ideas on what we want to research by what people ask us. So people will come with us a particular question. Like people will tell somebody that they have an issue with, like they're in a wheelchair, and they need to know how physically accessible the campus is. So we'll look for information on whether the buildings are updated or not, or tours, and then also the disability offices themselves, like assistive technology. But I think people have really helped us build the website because people's questions let us know what they want to know. If I'm blind and I need visually impaired materials or Braille, I want to know how good the office is at doing that, or what materials or what resources are available. So people have really told us this is what we need, and that's how the website has been built, beyond my personal interest in knowing what campuses had clubs or what campuses had newspapers or the things that I thought of when I started it.
Obviously, this one is focused for students.
Yeah.
Are there comparable websites for other special categories?
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you for very specific categories. We are for students, but we get a lot of parents. If you see the Facebook page, the Talking About Us is actually 35 to 45 or something, which is a lot of parents. A lot of parents actually share it too. So it's not just students, but also parents who want to know for their kids in high school. And also disability service offices who may want to know more information about what resources are out there. So it's a broad range of people, but a lot of students definitely.
You said that you had thought of this, developed it in high school. What was the inspiration for it?
I was looking for resources, and I couldn't tell when I was in high school what I have attention deficit and learning disability. I couldn't tell you what schools had better disability offices, and I was really researching. Like, I didn't know whether a school had a disability club. I had to go school by school. I didn't know whether or not there was a newspaper. I didn't know what news was happening, what events. There wasn't really this place that you could ask somebody else what was going on, or jobs. Like, so I was doing all of this search process, and I thought, people must have done this before, people will do this after me, and why isn't there one place you can go and just figure it out and be easier, you know? Or there wasn't anyone I could talk to, there wasn't someone who I could ask, well, do you know of this campus? Or, but by building this network where people, you know, this person with a disability or that campus, you're able to help give people information and point people in the right direction, that there wasn't really anything.
Are there any others? Are you the only student support website that you know of?
I know that there are other resources for specific disabilities, like there's one for diabetes or there's one for learning disabilities, but I don't know if there is another general one. When you look for college students with disabilities, you search it in Google, we're actually on the first page, you get a government website, but it's links about like government services. You get a link to an NPR story, you get links to like different articles, Huffington Post has had one, the New York Times, but you don't really get links to other websites. You get links to disability service office, but as far as I know from researching, I don't think there's one for all disabilities. They're for different particular disabilities.
Yeah. You graduated from Louisiana State.
Yeah.
You're now working.
Yeah.
How much of your time is still taken up by the website?
Maybe 20 hours a week. I try to give it more than that, but it doesn't always work out. Like, I give it time in the mornings, the evenings, when I can, on the weekends. I think that the website, I could give it more time. There's always an infinite things to do. There's always an event to put or news to look for. But basically, I give it the time I can. And then answering people's questions, people's emails. And it definitely takes a bit of time. And I wish I could give it more time. And that's one of the goals long term, is to be able to eventually fundraise so that I can do it full time, so that, you know, I can give it more time. But I definitely think that by doing it part time, you know, you don't get to look at everything and do everything. I wish I could do the social media more. But I think that by doing it part time, I also get a perspective on other issues. So it's not everything. But
In terms of content, design, et cetera, the future of the website, what are you hoping for?
Well, I'm hoping to be able to reach more people with the website, so that involves being linked. Because a big thing about getting people to your website is, besides sending emails, is having people link. So the more organizations link to you, and definitely internationally. That was something that I didn't think about originally, and we've been seen by all these countries. But I would definitely like to have more organizations in other countries link us, so that you would definitely, and continue to expand the Spanish section of the site, so we can reach more people in Latin America and in other countries. So I think definitely the international aspect of the site would be something to work on.
And it is in Spanish and English.
Yeah, but I would like to expand the Spanish section, have more blogs and stuff.
Your personal future.
My personal
future. What are your goals?
Well, I want to do, I hope to be able to work on WeConnect and fundraise to do it full time. But right now, I hope to do a very good job for the organization that I work for that works with victims of domestic violence and continue to place their products and services. They sell hospital gowns and like cookies. And basically the biggest sale they have now, if someone wants to buy one, is Ema Hospital in Caguas. So I hope to continue promoting their products.
As you plan for the future, what has been the, not necessarily planning for the future, but what has been some of the recognition stories and some of the responses from people who have used the website that have impressed you the most?
Of the people, I think sometimes how difficult it is to handle the university bureaucracy and how that affects people. And we've gotten a lot of people come to us. For example, there was a professor at Brown University who came to us with a story. There was a woman who wanted accommodation on her campus, right? And she needed some paperwork, and she didn't have it. And basically, it came down to money. Her family couldn't afford to do the paperwork because she was a student from California and with the insurance company. And she needed to go back to California. But if she didn't get the accommodation, then she wasn't going to pass the semester, and she was on a scholarship. And then how that student went to a disability group, and it didn't work, or to the disability office. And eventually the professor and her continued up the ladder, and the dean ended up being able to get her the examination she needed to get the accommodation. But also the bureaucracy. Sometimes some things surprise you, like very basic things are like very bureaucratic. Or we have a video on the story section about a student, Nika Pendleton, and she was in a wheelchair, and she needed her class to get changed so that she could get in the building. And it took weeks, and she just couldn't go to class for weeks. And you're thinking, like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, you're right. Congratulations. It obviously is a very noble cause, and it sounds like it's working.
I hope so, and I hope it keeps growing.
And thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Our guest today, Gabriela McCall Delgado, who is the founder and the creator of We Connect Now. If somebody wanted more information, where would they go?
WeConnectNow.wordpress.com, or they can like us on Facebook, We Connect Now National, and they can send us an email, WeConnectNow2008@gmail.com. But again, our Facebook is We Connect Now National.
Gabriela,
so please like it.
Thank you. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Make your home more beautiful than ever with California.